In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So Friday, Tesla officially showed off specs of the all-electric new Model 3 sedan interior for the first time, allowing a roughly 10-minute test ride around the factory. The Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins is here to take us behind the wheel. Let's not waste any more time. Joining us now via San Francisco is Tim, who covers all things Tesla for the Journal. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
So we spoke just ahead of the big unveiling. Since then, you got a actual peek inside. Now, the Model 3's exterior, we all got a view of that last March, but details about the interior have been really few and far between. So take us inside, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, well, the inside was the big surprise. There'd been some photos out there from a distance and whatnot, but never really, you know, kind of the nitty-gritty details. So we sat in the vehicle and we actually drove it, and it's very sleek. And a lot of the things that you would typically find in a car on the dashboard just aren't there. Buttons and switches and all that sort of thing. Even behind the steering wheel in most cars you find instrument panels and gauges and whatnot, and they got rid of that. And all of that kind of information is in the center video display screen. Think of it as like a giant iPad. It's about 15 inches. And most of the functions and the information you get out of a display panel is going to be there. So that's one of the things that's very unique about the Model 3.
Is that a welcome change? Is the new interface something that you think consumers will adapt to? Is it a growing trend emerging among these types of cars?
Well, Tesla made waves when it came out with the Model S, which is its larger sedan, which typically sells for about $100,000. And that has a large screen in the center console as well. And that got a lot of attention. It's a big selling point to a lot of people. It's bright, and it's got lots of functions in it. The radio looks interesting, and behind the wheel there's still displays there. So now what they've done with the Model 3 is moved it all into that one screen. And so for folks that like that, the cutting edge early adapters, they're probably going to love it. The thing is that automakers in the past have tried to reduce the number of buttons and switches and kind of perceived clutter, and yet they run into some kind of pushback from consumers who perhaps don't find it as intuitive as the designers do. I think of some of the systems that some of the Detroit automakers or some of the German automakers have done, and while being cutting edge, were criticized as being overly complicated.
So after soaking in the new surroundings of the Model 3, you put the car in drive, most importantly. How does it, what was that like?
So the Model S P100D has the quickest acceleration of a production car, according to Motor Trend. And I've been in the Model S, and it's 0 to 60 is quite thrilling. The Model 3 doesn't quite have the same 0 to 60 speed, but it's still pretty pretty exciting. I wasn't able to get to the top takeoff acceleration, but I was able to put my foot on the accelerator and go, and it definitely had some of the characteristics of the Model S. So that's an exciting aspect of the Model 3. The interior was slick. The vehicle, I only was given about 10 minutes to drive it, but it seemed to handle well within that confined setting. You know, it is an electric car, and electric cars have a lot of torque, and mm-hmm. That's definitely something you could feel with the Model 3.
Was it entirely smooth sailing, though? Anything weird or techy or glitchy happen?
Well, getting going was a little bit of a challenge, and it wouldn't shift from park into drive. It kept going into neutral, and Tesla had a bunch of people there telling me what to do. Their initial thought was that it was a software issue, and that they restarted it, and this again happened later in the short drive as well, and we reset it then. And what Tesla did was they went back, since this is basically a computer on wheels, they were able to go back to their logs later on. They say that somehow inadvertently the drive or the park button was being pushed during the act of shifting. It's all the same, kind of essentially the same paddle near the steering wheel, and that was causing this problem. At the time, they didn't even realize what was going on. So, you know, user error, but also kind of underscores that, you know, with new cars and new technology, there's room for confusion, even from the folks that were working on it. So going forward, I have no doubt there will be lots of conversations about some of the buttons and switches that were taken out of the Model 3, and some people will like it and some people won't like it.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins, who is taking us inside the Model 3's interior for the first time. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for joining us. So, Tim, I guess there are clearly some things to work out. And like you said, it underscores Tesla delivering the Model 3s to employees first. Are they on track for a successful rollout for non-employees in the fall? And what remains the focus leading up to then?
Well, right now, it's just making these vehicles, just building them. Elon Musk really trying to set some expectations for everybody, telling reporters Friday that, you know, the car is amazing, but, you know, to quote him, he's expecting at least 6 months of manufacturing hell. You'll have to remember that, you know, Tesla doesn't have 100 years of experience of building cars. It's really still figuring out how to do that. And he's clearly expecting trouble doing this in the next few months as they figure it all out. And, you know, if history is any guide for them, they struggled to bring out the Model X, and the Model S was a challenge for them. And so they're expecting the Model 3 to be heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. And part of the challenge here is, you know, there's a lot of excitement right now for the Model 3, and they don't have enough to even sell to, you know, all the people that have reservations for them. So it's keeping that excitement going and keeping the enthusiasm. And Friday's event was a big part of that, was to keep the excitement going, but also kind of signal that it's going to be several more months before you start to see a lot of these come out of that factory.
All right. Tim Higgins, thanks for the latest.
Thank you.
For more on Tim Higgins' coverage of Tesla, head to WSJ.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.